Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Welcome to the Almost Famous Friendsgiving. Ashley, would you like to introduce your family?
Hi, everyone. Thank you all for being here, for the ones watching live or the ones just watching the podcast version. This is my husband, Jared. Hello. I don't know if you guys know him. And this is my sister's dog, Gergie. He lived with us for a long time when we all lived together. And then this is our fatty, Lois.
She's not fatty. She's just big bones.
She's a little overweight, the vet says.
I guess it's been a while since I've seen Lois. Lois has looked like she's healthier than I last time I saw her.
Everybody's put on a couple pounds during COVID, okay? She's no different.
And you, Ben, are joined by beautiful Jessica.
She is here. Now, she wasn't able to make our last live podcast. She has been in school to be an esthetician.
I can't wait for you to be able to extract my face, Jess.
I would love to. Nothing would make me happier.
Oh, that's very exciting.
So let me tell you a little story real quick, Ashley.
Okay.
So yesterday, Jessica says, hey, how about you come into school for a second? I need to check off some treatments. And so she gave me what's called a back facial.
Oh, so does that feel like a massage, but you extract his back knee? Mm-hmm. And how much back knee does Ben have?
He only had one.
What? Good job.
I was pleasantly surprised because I'd never looked at his back really before until yesterday. But it was very clear.
Honestly, I need like a chest facial because when I work out, I get like all these little pimples on my chest.
You know, sometimes Ashley just doesn't know when too much is too much.
No, it's never enough. But hey, here's the end result. I fell asleep. It was incredible. And so if anybody else is out there watching and Jessica's about to get her license and you would like an amazing back facial or face facial, hit her up.
Nice.
Sorry. I just coughed a little bit. Hey, Ashley, what are you most excited for tonight? This is a big deal for us.
Well, I think I'm most excited to talk to Crystal because we get basically the first interview that she's done since announcing her pregnancy. She's been so open about it on Instagram this week. So I'm excited to talk to her about the timeline. You know, how many months was she dating her boyfriend before she got pregnant? How much of a shock was it?
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say, I mean, that's a big deal. Also, Chris Soules. Chris Soules has been somebody that we haven't got to talk to in a while, right? I mean, obviously, he's been through a lot of seasons of life recently. I think Crystal's super intriguing. I actually think our guest tonight might be the best lineup of guests that we've ever had on a live podcast.
I agree. I love this. Jared's here too. So
yeah.
And yes.
Now before, we do begin, I don't know if you're ready for this, but we are, Jessica has spent the afternoon, cooking up our favorite turkey recipe and we'd like to show it off because we spent all afternoon doing it. I know this is Friendsgiving. So do you mind going to get the turkey real quick? Yeah.
And I think I should probably go and show off my cream corn, which is in its last hour of cooking in the crock pot. It is truly the easiest.
Yeah, she's done nothing. You've worked way harder on your turkey.
It's like, it's unfair that you had the turkey and that I did something that truly took me 5 minutes in the crock pot. It's the easiest. Do you want to see? Should I go into the kitchen?
I'll go get it.
You're going to bring the whole pot thing over here?
Yeah, the whole pot, right? It's kind of heavy.
Yeah, okay, fine. Jared's going to bring the pot over.
So this is how juicy our turkey is. Now give me a second to explain this. It was so juicy that she had to drain
the juice. Cream corn.
Here it is. It's really big. It's really heavy.
It's so heavy.
It looks great.
All right, you're good now.
What makes this
special?
It's a butterball turkey, which means that it's really good. The butterball one is the best one.
Thank you.
Are you guys going to, one, save that for Thanksgiving? Is it going to stay fresh for a week? Or are you going to, like, make turkey sandwiches with it all week? Are you going to be completely turkeyed out at the end of this?
So this is the plan. So because we had Friendsgiving and we knew this was a big night, we had a lot of people out there watching. We were really excited about just doing this, that we literally made this turkey, and then after we started cooking it, I was like, hun, we have another turkey coming along the way in like a few days, so we're gonna cut this thing up and
eat it. Now I'm supposed to bring the whole thing?
I brought the whole thing brought over.
But before you bring your gift, I do want to add that this turkey is unique, and this is a family recipe that we've done forever.
There's a pot in here?
Yeah.
So there's two things that we've done. We've smoked the turkey in my past, which has been a big deal. I'm really a big fan of smoking turkey. Or also, we've deep fried turkey. So we get a big deep fryer, and we deep fry the turkey. Those are the two ways that the Higgins family has done this. Tonight we smoked the turkey. It's fantastic. I'm really proud of my fiance for doing it. It's really heavy. And so, hey, I'll pass it over to you to explain your dish, but I want to make sure the turkey at least got shown off.
This chair is a family moment. Is a family, is a token. Okay. So, Jared, we're going to pull a This Is Us right now. The entire crock pot came over into my dad's study. So,
you want me to hold it?
Yeah, I'll hold this and you can show off the court. All right. So all you do is put a whole thing of what is it called? Cream cheese in here, a stick of butter, 3 packs of frozen corn. And then I put some, Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese in here as well. And 1 cup of whole milk. And then you get this cream corn, which could use another hour in here to really solidify, but it's really delicious. And I've been making it for the past, I think this will be the 4th Thanksgiving, and his parents love it. They request it now every year, which brings us to our first. Thank you. Thank you, Vanna White of Court Cream Corn.
Am I done?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much, babe. You can, that brings us to our first question though, from the fans out there. It's how are we spending Thanksgiving? Ben, you go first.
Yeah, so our Thanksgiving this year is going to be this is our first year that we had to really start to decide, like, how we're going to spend the holidays. You know, we love our families. Our families are really important to us, but we do live in separate areas. And so we have to kind of compromise and balance, which is, I would say, one of the hardest things as a couple to, like, one of the first big hurdles. And so this year we're going to go to spend it with my family, if COVID willing. We're still actually in the midst of trying to figure that out, to Indianapolis, Indiana. And we're going to spend it with my family in Indianapolis. My mom and dad and grandma is going to be there with my aunts and uncles and cousins. It's going to be great. But I don't know if anybody out there is watching. I would love to hear from you if you are. But we're just running into it this week where we're realizing that holidays are going to look a lot different for a lot of people, and that we still don't know if we're going to be kind of here, maybe kind of in quarantine for the holidays, which would be really sad and unfortunate, but it is something that we're having to talk about. We just started talking about today.
Are you guys going to switch off for Christmas? Was that the initial plan?
Yeah, our plan is to go to spend it with her family for Christmas.
So for us, Jared's parents are coming down here to Virginia. They're getting tested over the weekend, and then they're going to get tested again once they land, or a couple days out, or just about when they land. And then Jared and I flew here yesterday, got tested on Monday, and we are going to get tested again on Monday. So that is how we are doing things around the Ike and Nettie Hapen household.
Yeah, it's a weird time, and I don't know. For us, it got kind of sad today. Like, I would be, to be honest, like, we were both kind of emotional about the holiday changes, and kind of I feel like this is the first time since COVID's hit that it's really starting to affect, you know, you can miss your family for months, and you can not be around them, and you can Skype with them, and you can be locked inside and not with them. But when the holidays hit, it starts to get pretty emotional. And yeah. I think for us, it started really feeling that way today as we started to get emails and had to start really considering. So outside of that, our plan is to go to Indianapolis, have a great time with my family, and then go to Connecticut to celebrate with Jess's family for Christmas. Hey, I want to just take a second here, Ashley. This is how the show is going to work tonight. We're going to bring on these guests. Each one of them has a very, very special recipe that they've planned, one of their favorites for the holidays, or just one of their favorites overall, that they're going to be showing off or kind of teaching us how to cook. We've left it open to them, whatever they want to do. We're also going to be diving into their life. But in the meantime, we do have a couple people behind the scenes, and we really want to take your questions. So if you have any questions for us, we can't promise all of them will be answered, but please submit your questions and we will gather them and answer them as we go throughout the show. This is an interactive show. This is a special show. This is a celebration. I mean, I've got a drink here. I told Ashley, if I'm not a little loosey-goosey by the time this thing is done, I have not done this right.
Look at my bachelorette. Will you accept this rose cup? This has to do with one of our sponsors. We'll talk about it later. They're a really cool cocktail company. And we also want to bring to attention the fact that we have a donation button around here on the screen, the donation jar. 100% of the proceeds of this will be going to No Kid Hungry to help feed hungry kids in America. All right, guys. So don't forget to donate if you can and submit your questions. We're going to get these interviews rolling, starting with Crystal.
Hi.
Oh, how are you? You look so cute.
Thank you. We are getting festive over here. My mom just arrived here a few hours ago. So mom and I are slaying in the kitchen.
Nice. It looks very festive there. And it looks so Thanksgiving themed. And you're just the cutest pregnant person ever. And I think that if there's anybody here we're waiting for a recipe from, it's Crystal. Because like, how did you possibly make your Thanksgiving Day recipe a healthy one? Did you?
I did. So I actually made a recipe. I made a sweet potato pomegranate spinach salad.
That's very healthy.
My Fit for Fall cookbook. And it is so healthy and delicious and so simple to make. So I'm just gonna, I wish I could like hold up my camera and show you guys.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll tilt down. It's super simple. We just prepped some arugula in some bowls.
Okay.
I diced up 2 sweet potatoes, cooked it for 400 degrees, got them all roasted with some olive oil, some salt and pepper.
This is a legit cooking show.
We just have pumpkin seeds, feta cheese, or a vegan feta. You can do that. And then pomegranate kernels. And essentially, you're just going to sprinkle, you know, Chipotle style, whatever you want on the salad. And however much you want, a little salt and pepper. And then I made a pomegranate juice, red wine vinegar dressing to drizzle all over.
That sounds great.
This is incredible.
That is a power food salad.
For Friendsgiving, there's no calories with anything you eat.
No, not at all.
I'm going to tell you 2 things really quick. One is, I'm really excited now. I don't know about you, Ashley, to sleep through the rest of the night because I know Crystal's presentation is going to be the best presentation we've seen.
100%.
Like, I can't wait to see souls get in here and like be like, I totally forgot to make anything. Well, what do I have in the fridge? And I don't know, pull out a cheeseburger.
Presentation's important. I really think the food tastes better when you take a little extra time just to make it with some love.
Well, so, okay, speaking of food, and Crystal, what have your pregnancy cravings been?
You know, I had a lot of aversions, I will say. My biggest one was, unfortunately, protein shakes and apple cider vinegar, which is synonymous with my name.
Yeah.
But now I'm back to craving them, not apple cider vinegar yet. I'm craving protein shakes, protein smoothies, fresh berries, and I'm craving cheese and dairy, which I've never been into before. Like I've
never been into it, or you've tried not to be into it.
No, I was always pretty vegan, very vegetarian, but I'd eat cheese now and then. But I buy the little kid cheese sticks and I suck on them all day long with little sliced apples. Like the little inner child in me is coming out to play and I'm here for it.
This is a big time in your life. And obviously this is a special holiday for you. I think everybody out there has been super interested. I know Ashley and I've talked about it for a few weeks now. Can you walk us through your experience over the last couple months finding out you're pregnant and then now entering into the holidays for the very first time, knowing that you have something growing inside of you?
I know.
What are the emotions? How are you holding up? Has there been ups and downs?
Yeah, well, I would say that, you know, this year, I think for everyone has been a year, you know, of a lot of ups and downs. And I know for me, it's really made me identify, am I in line? Am I making choices with the life I really want to live? Am I making myself proud? Am I really planning for a bright future for me and the future I know I deserve and want to, I want? And it made
just gave me a lot of clarity on what was really important for me. And for me, like becoming a mom and being close with my family is just something so dear to my heart. So we're so excited. I can't believe I'm pregnant and having a baby. It blows my mind. I just went to my ultrasound on a couple days ago and got to see the baby moving inside me, like moving, like kicking and thumb to the face. And I just started feeling little kicks in my belly this week, which I thought it was like just kind of gas bubbles, but they've been confirmed as kicks.
Aww.
And it's wild. And, you know, women say there's this really special bond with baby, like in your belly when you can feel it and no one else knows. It's this little sacred experience. So I feel so blessed to have Miles as my partner, for our families to be so excited, so supportive. And we just couldn't be more excited.
So last month you announced your relationship with Miles. How long have you guys been dating? Do you mind us asking?
We've been dating since May.
Since May. Okay. And then you found out you were pregnant early August.
Mid-August.
Yeah. So how did he feel about baby coming so soon into a relationship?
Well, both of us, it's so funny because the week before we found out we were pregnant, we were really making some big strides for our plans together and our future. And kids was something always talked about from the very, very beginning, because I was Miles knowing where I was in my life and I was ready to start a family in the near future. And I needed to make sure that he was really in alignment with that in order for us to really move forward. Uh-huh. So we had that conversation really early. Miles was speechless. I think we both were, because we were just like, whoa. But ultimately, we just felt really blessed that this was a gift for us to come together. It was something that we had been asking for. I had been praying about. I knew that this was my year to start a family. And sometimes things happen a little sooner than we expect, but like there's a bigger plan for us. And we just lean into faith and trust. And that was a huge thing for me to get out of this whole experience. It's me examining who I am, how I'm showing up for myself, my business, my family, my friends, my clients. Am I being the role model I want to be for my child? And so it's been so cool to grow in that aspect. And I've never felt such a passion and a purpose to show up day to day. It's really beautiful. So when people are like, it's changed you and you just don't know until you go through it, I'm going through it. And I'm really like awakening to this whole new side of me, which is so beautiful. It really
is. That's awesome. I know that you had a lot of morning sickness. You had a rough first trimester. Did you feel like this during it, or are you coming to that awakening now that you're starting to feel better?
I did not have this awakening.
Okay.
No, I was the opposite. Honestly, I wrote a post about this a few days ago and I was in a dark, bad place because I could barely leave my house. I couldn't go on walks. Water made me throw up. Water.
Yeah.
So that was really tough mentally because I've always been an athletic person, very much into my morning early routines, into my working out, into my intermittent fasting and smoothies and bone broth fast, whatever. So losing that, not having identity, I'd clung so long to of who I was based on my routines, on kind of how I perform my days, was really difficult because I could only lay in bed and watch Homeland, which turns out comedies are actually the answer to my ladies, not drama, not political. You need to laugh. So since I've been feeling better, ultimately when I was feeling like that, I just kind of had to make a choice, like, this is really tough, but it's also a blessing, and I need to show up and become more mentally strong than I've ever had before. So it was a huge moment for me. Actually, it was my mom telling me that I needed, what did she say? My mom, she's going to start crying. But it was a conversation with my mom where I was like, I can't keep laying in bed feeling sorry for myself. I need to get up and change my ways and be grateful for this. So I really dug in deep into my strength and really pulled myself up and said, this is going to be the best thing that ever, ever happened to me. And it is.
That is awesome. I do have one more question, Ben. I know I want to get to your question, but I'm dying to know how you met Miles.
So Miles and I met, I actually knew his mom, his mom and I had gone on a retreat the previous year and we're at like a spirituality, personal development retreat. And we were accountability partners. So I knew Katie, I loved her. I vibed so much with her and we knew each other for a mutual friend who was my high performance coach. And my coach, Carrie Smith, with the Awakening Trainings, she came over and she's like, I have the perfect guy for you. It's Katie's son. And I was like, Katie and I are friends. I can't date her son. And she just kind of really encouraged it for weeks. And I was like, I'm not dating. I'm just doing my thing. And finally, I was just curious because Carrie was so adamant about connecting us. And when we met, I just knew why she was so certain of us being a great match for each other.
Well, Crystal, we really appreciate you coming on. Best of luck here in the next upcoming months. We're celebrating you and happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Lots of love to all of you and everyone watching.
Bye. You too. Bye.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you feel like you just need to get something off your chest, whether it's work, family, relationships, we all carry around different stressors all day, big and small. When we bottle up those stressors, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's been weighing you down.
Therapy's always been a benefit in my life. It's something that my wife and I do as a couple. It's also something I do personally. If nothing else, it's a great place to just release whatever is going on internally. It's a place where you can feel less alone. Therapy allows you to be the best version of yourself, which obviously life is short.
And so the more we can be the better versions of ourselves, the better this whole thing is for us and the people around us. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/almost today to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/almost. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
So up next, we do have Wells Adams. He's going to be joining us. Who knows what he's cooking? He does cooking on his Instagram all the time. Wells, come on to the show. Teach us what's going on. There's the beautiful face. One of my favorite people of all time. Wells.
Hey, Wells.
Cheers, guys.
Wells, we've got a big episode tonight. Now, here's the thing. This is our podcast tonight, but you have a podcast of your own going on. Before we get started with whatever you're cooking, because who knows what you're going to do next, let's stay sober and tell them about what the Wells Cast.
The Wells Cast is my weekly podcast I do with iHeart, and the kind of the idea for it is origin stories. I'm kind of fascinated with how really successful people became successful. So we talk to actors, we talk to musicians, we talk to reality TV idiots, everyone in between. And I'm not so interested in, you know, what you're doing now that you have the blue check mark. I'm more interested in how you got that blue check mark and finding out what the blueprint was for you to become successful. And it's really interesting to find out how these artists, these musicians, these actors, these really famous people, you know, worked and hustled and grinded and did all they can do to get to where they are. And it's really inspiring. It's a cool podcast. And so if you're interested in that kind of stuff, go listen to it.
Wells, if there's one episode of the podcast that somebody who's never listened to your podcast before should listen to hook them, what would it be?
I mean, the first one's really funny. How this all came about, I had this idea for origin stories. And the first one we were doing at the iHeartFest, God, I guess it was 2 years ago, back when things were kind of normal. And we had Derek and Dean and Jared on. And I had
Jared. That was like his favorite podcast he's ever done.
It was so much fun because I came in the room. We were all a little hungover. And I said, hey, guys, I've got this idea. I just want to find out what were all the things you did before you got on the show.
Yeah.
And so it turned into this episode of everyone talking about their rap sheets, like how everyone had gotten arrested at some point or like pulled over in trouble with the law. Of course, Dean had like the most elaborate, crazy story.
Yeah.
That one's really funny, but they're all really good. It's so my guests are so kind of like all over the place that I would suggest you to go like look through to find guests that really suit like what you're into. Like we had Megan Hilty on this last week. So if you're big into, you know, Broadway or acting, she was on the show Smash. Like if you're into that, like that's perfect for you. But we've had, you know, yeah, she that was a great show. Like when Sarah heard that, she's like lost her mind.
Yeah.
Victor Oladipo was a, you know, is a basketball player. And, you know, it's just kind of like everywhere in between. So whatever you're into, go check it out. If not, don't worry about it. I don't care either way.
Well, we all care about food. So what'd you make tonight?
Well, I'm going to make it for you right now. So I do my Cooking Well segment on my Instagram a lot, and it's very popular. And so I've been making a lot of poached eggs recently. And so everyone has been asking for how to make poached eggs. So I thought I would do my avocado toast with a poached egg on top. And so here's the thing. I'm going to show you guys. Okay, so I got some water boiling in a sauce pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
First trick is get your water up to about the rivets right here, okay? So halfway. The most important thing for a poached egg is you need to start with vinegar. You cannot poach an egg without vinegar. And this is how I was taught on the Food Network of how to measure this.
On it's Worst like Cooks in America.
Yes, okay. That I won, by the way. So it's a doop, but that's how much you want to put in. It's a doop, maybe a doop. Okay, so you got the vinegar in there. That's what like keeps the eggs together, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's see if I can do this, you guys.
Now, Wells, is the water boiling at this point?
Yeah, so I had the water boiling already. But you can put it in beforehand and start the boil. It doesn't really matter, okay? And then you just want to crack the eggs, make sure you don't break the yolk, and throw them in there. I'm going to do two. And this, by the way, is like my favorite thing to make, I don't know, every morning. Mainly because Alon does it a lot, and now he thinks he's super cool, and I have to beat him at it, of course, with the breaking yolk challenge.
I feel like this is the kind of egg that your average person doesn't know how to make at home. So great job for doing this.
It's like everyone's very scared to do it, and they shouldn't be because it's actually the easiest way, and it's also the healthiest way because there's no oil, there's no butter that we're doing. Okay, so then what I did is I toasted up some bread, okay? Now, here's the secret. I mean, if you don't like garlic, then don't do this. But
who doesn't like garlic?
Exactly. It's crazy talk. So what the secret to this is you get your toasted bread and you take a raw clove of garlic and you actually rub it on. And what's crazy is that hot bread will actually melt the garlic. See, it's already melted in half. Now do both sides. So really get some good garlic on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be almost gone. It's almost gone, right? And then I don't know, I'm going to do two different ones. Okay. I'm going to do a traditional, and I'm going to do like a spicy one. So like whatever you guys are into. I like mayo on my avocado toast. Some people don't, but those people are sus.
People are so polarized when it comes to mayo. And I will never understand why somebody wouldn't like mayo.
It's Ben, the greatest condiment.
What's your opinion on mayo?
Well, I was going to agree with you guys until Will said it's the greatest condiment. I think horseradish is the greatest condiment, but that's my own opinion.
That's what Alon thinks is the greatest condiment. Where is Alon?
Yeah,
this is who you need. But I feel like there's mayo or mayo additives in horseradish. Like, I feel like horseradish is just like spicy mayo.
You're crazy. Horseradish is literally horseradish and vinegar. But
really?
Yeah.
There's no like egg yolks in it?
Nope.
Spicy mayo is probably my favorite condiment.
Oh.
Here's a question for you all. As Wells continues here, For anybody out there watching, there's about a year ago and before COVID, Wells and I and Alon, who was a producer on the show for a long time, considered starting a company that I still would like to start. And it was going to be a horseradish company. It was actually going to be a condiment company. Would anybody be interested if we started a condiment company focusing on really good horseradish? If so, please write your response now. It might help us set up for a better and brighter future.
I thought we were doing a condom company. That's interesting. No. I didn't.
Good question. Spicy condoms was not a part of that conversation. No.
That changes everything. All right. So by now, my eggs should be done. Okay.
Yeah.
So slotted spoon and then fish them out. Never done this while holding. Now they need a little bit more time.
Okay. Well, hey, Wells, a couple questions as you're you're finishing up. Our two questions from the audience. One is, how are you and Sarah celebrating Thanksgiving? Is the first.
Well, we were going to have our friends over. We've got kind of like a little bit of a quarantine crew. But now, since everything's kind of shutting down again, we think we're just going to do just like her brother and my brother and keep it really kind of chill.
That's good.
But yeah, you I don't know.
Family there. That's good. The second question we have is, who do you think will be married next from the franchise? I'd say
either
like,
Ben or me.
Oh, there's JoJo and Jordan too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and they were supposed to get married. They were like the same with us. Like they were supposed to get married and then the shutdown happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah,
JoJo the three of those. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so I got my poached eggs out. But here's the trick. They're wet, right? So you need to put them on a paper towel to kind of like drain a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And they can sit for a bit. Here's another trick, by the way. This is one that I did learn on Food Network that I absolutely love. You can cook like a bunch of poached eggs, and then you can throw them in an ice bath to stop the cooking, like right when you're done. You can put them in the refrigerator cold, and then like a couple hours later, you can heat water up to like a little bit of a boil. And you can throw them back in for like 5 seconds and then boom, they're perfect for some eggs Benedict. And you didn't have to like do it all at the same time.
That's wow. Amazing.
So the yolk solidifies and then it liquidizes again.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Cause you're only cooking it to like a certain point and then you can kind of heat it back up. All right. So here we go. I got my two, these are getting ready. I told you, well, I like onions. So I'm going to throw on I did some sliced red onion on the top of these. Okay. Can you see it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And then
your breath has to smell absolutely awful. Garlic and onions, poor Sarah.
But she loves it too, so it's perfect.
You guys both eat it together, you'd never be able to tell.
Yeah. And then I did some jalapeno sliced really, really thin, okay? Mm-hmm. This is gonna be my spicy one. And then I'm gonna go get my eggs. Hold, please. They're now drained and perfect. All right, here we go.
I never knew how to make poached eggs. This is a big deal for me tonight.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll do this one on top of the spicy one and this one on top of the regular one. And then, so here's what I like to do. Hold on. You got to season the eggs. Can you guys see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to season the eggs with some pepper, right?
This looks like something you'd order for brunch out at a restaurant. This is amazing.
A little salt. And then you need to pour. So since you cook this with no fat on it, you got to put a little bit of oil on it on top. And then this is my spicy one. It's kind of like, it's, I don't know, Mexican flavor. So I'm going to kind of garnish it with some cilantro and then top it with a little bit of sriracha. And then here we go. Let's see. Now here's the piece de la resistance. Do I get a good egg yolk break? We shall see.
Let's
here
see.
We go.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
that's juicy.
Incredible. Bravo.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And hey, there you go, boys and girls.
Hey, well,
10 minutes.
As we say goodbye to you, are you the next Chris Harrison? You're crushing it on all these shows. Are you taking his place next?
What are you talking about? In the last episode, Ashley and Jared got more screen time than I did.
Yeah, fair enough. Hey, Wells, you're the best. Make sure you go check out the Wells cast. Thanks for teaching us how to do that tonight. You're the best. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. We'll be talking to you really, really soon.
Bye, love you guys.
Love you.
Love you guys.
See ya.
Hey, up next, we're going to have Tim on. Tim's going to teach us how to make a cocktail. Ashley, you have your cocktail set ready?
I do, right here. Do it.
What's up, Tim?
How we doing?
Hi, Tim. We're good. How are you?
I got my Thanksgiving cocktail stuff. Tim, real quick, how about you explain who you are, why you're even here, what your partnership is with The Bachelor, and then let's teach us how to make a cocktail.
Absolutely. After Wells's brunch, I think I'm thirsty. How about you guys?
Yeah, totally.
With that great brunch, we've got to have a
compliment. Yeah.
We've got to have a good cocktail, right? If we're brunching, we must have cocktails. So I'm the founder of Source Craft Cocktails. We're the largest craft cocktail delivery business in the country. So we deliver cocktails from your phone directly to your front door. And with all the drama going on this season, we partnered up with Chris Harrison and the producers of The Bachelorette, and we have actually built the first ever and the world's most dramatic cocktail ever.
You guys delivered that package to me today. You really are all over the country because I had a messenger come to my door with a Bachelorette bag in suburban Virginia today. It was pretty cool. And this drink is delicious.
Good. I'm so glad that you guys are going to enjoy it. That's our whole purpose, right? Let everybody stay safe, but that doesn't mean that you can't have fun and drink good cocktails at home. So let me show you how we make the two cocktails that are associated with The Bachelorette. That you can order from sourcecraftcocktails.com. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one is called the First Impression Rose. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take our Smirnoff Zero Sugar Infusion, the strawberry rose kind, and all of this comes in your kit. So from sourcecraftcocktails.com, from your phone, you literally get a kit with an actual red rose. You get the infusion, you get the seltzer, you get the jiggers, you get commemorative cups, like literally everything to make the cocktail, phone to door. So here's how we make it. You'll take ice into your rocks glass. You'll take your Smirnoff Zero Sugar, and you're going to fill up your jigger, which is a bartender's measuring cup, two-thirds of the way, which is 1.5 ounces. So now we've got the base spirit in the cocktail. And what we're going to do next is we're going to add our fresh non-alcoholic mixers. So these are made locally in every single city, New York, D.C., Miami, etc.
You have the jar there, Ben?
Yeah, do you have the mixer?
Yes. So okay, good.
Good. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our jigger, and you'll notice it has two sides, right? It has a 1 ounce side and a 2 ounce side. We're going to use the big end. We're going to fill it all the way up to the top, 2 ounces, and we're going to pour it in over our infusion, our Smirnoff Zero Sugar. And I noticed Wells had learned a trick on the Food Network with the vinegar when you're poaching eggs. I believe if I caught it correctly, he called it a sploosh. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna take our Smirnoff Zero Sugar seltzer, and we're just gonna give it a little sploosh. There we go, that's right. We're gonna top it up.
All right.
This is gonna taste perfect with his poached eggs and avocado toast. Give me a little bit of a stir. So we're going to drop the temperature. We're going to add a little bit of what's called dilution, which is fancy bartender talk for a little bit of water, which is basically going to combine that infusion strawberry rose, the strawberry puree of the mix, and then using the bubbles of the seltzer on the top. And that is your first impression. Cheers.
Cheers to this. Yum, yum. I mean, I made this behind the scenes. I did pretty much exactly the way you did, a little bit less fancy, but the same mixtures. And by the way, this Smirnoff Zero Sugar is incredible.
I'm so glad you enjoy it, and I'm glad you made one early. That's just you doing product quality control for the audience. Greatly appreciated. My wife still thinks I started the whole company because I like product quality control. I'm not saying she's wrong. Just for the record. So we have one other cocktail that I'll show you very quickly how to make. And this is called our final rose. So we're actually shipping this cocktail for the season finale. because there's going to be so much drama. We knew you had to have a cocktail. And what you're going to do is you're going to take your mix. You're going to fill up 2 ounces into a stemless wine glass. Again, using your jigger, which comes in the kit. It's the only tool you need to be a professional bartender at home. But all these other things you see on my bar are mainly to make me look cool. The reality is, if you have a jigger, you can proportion a cocktail, and now you can make great cocktails at home.
Who knew it had such a fun name? A jigger.
That's right. That's right. Bartender's measuring cup. And what you're going to do is you're going to top it off with this wonderful flavor. So a raspberry rosé flavor. And you're going to give it about 4 ounces and top it right up. So you have a full cocktail. You have a low ABV option, right? So a little less alcohol content. And you've got what we call a sparkler. And this cocktail is your final rose.
Thank you so much, Tim, for teaching us how to make these fancy drinks. Love the titles.
So you can see at the bottom here, go to sourcedcraftcocktails.com. I'm assuming right when you get on, you can find the final rose for the finale of the season and all the other cocktails. I mean, a bunch of other options if those don't intrigue you as much as the others. So, hey, Tim, thanks a lot for coming on. We really appreciate it. Thanks for your partnership with The Bachelor. And we will continue to enjoy these great, cocktails that showed up to my door, too. It's really awesome. I really loved it.
Well, I'm glad you guys got to enjoy them. Thanks for letting us be a part of the Bachelor franchise, and cheers. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving.
Cheers.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right, guys. Earlier this week, I said that if our next guest didn't make something with corn, something was very wrong. And apparently, Chris Soules, come on in, did not make anything with corn. Chris, our corn farmer, what'd you make for us?
I made something with corn.
Oh, you did? Okay, yay.
It's right here.
Okay, what is it? What is that?
It's sweet corn. This is my I'm spilling it on the table right now.
Because I would want nothing more than this right here. This is all I need.
Literally, Ben was like, I predict that Soules has the worst presentation of all of our guests when it comes to their food. Well, hey, Chris, how you doing? We missed you.
I miss you, too. I'm doing good. I worked really hard this afternoon and tried to make something, special for you guys. So, yeah, I don't have a really great presentation like Wells had, and I'm going to screw this up royally, but I really put 100% effort into it and made a pork loin with asparagus and
pepper. That's the side dish.
Yeah, that's just the side, we're doing
those are professional slices. Do you cook, do you slice meat like that for your women? That just sounded so bad. I just meant that if a man were to cook for me at home and present me a plate like that, I'd be like, this is very well done. Look at Ben.
Yeah. This is why we can't do live shows. No. No more live shows. Now, Chris, speaking of women, I do have something to talk to you about.
Yeah.
I'm not allowing you to date ever again. You want to know why? Because anytime you start dating anybody, you stop coming on our podcast.
That's true. He was like, I'm going to come on. No, I can't come on.
Why is that?
Private.
Yeah, it's like, relationships are hard enough, Just some things are best left unsaid.
So, are you going to say anything about what happened with Victoria?
She
said enough. She spilled her guts to Nick.
Yeah. No, she's a great person, and we're still working on things. So
yeah,
I'm just trying to be a farmer.
you're a heck of a one at that. You're an incredible farmer. In fact, we just miss you, and that's the main point of this whole thing. But we do see that you're sitting inside this beautiful house. Now, not that long ago, you had a massive accident happen inside the house where the house burnt, right? And smoke damage was everywhere. And this is all newly renovated, right?
Yeah, yeah. We redid everything. The whole deal was. I came home one night and was traveling for some random thing, and I came home and the whole house was literally black with soot from a thing that started fire in my basement, and then it was horrible.
I'm so sorry. I mean, this sounds really horrible, but on the bright side, it looks like the remodel is beautiful.
Yeah, it's been beautiful. I have a lot of thanks to go out to Veronica Valencia that took care of it, and she came out and it took a while, but yeah, she did an amazing job. It's too nice for me. You know, I feel like I shouldn't even be living here. I could live in a trash can, but it's been really, really thankful for the work that she did to make it like it's actually really, really nice. So I'm thankful.
Chris, is fresh corn, does it taste different?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You cannot, if it's like, you can't even explain the difference between like what you get out of the field. And this is like the corn that I just showed you is something my mom, she's done it my whole life and probably her parents' life. And it's kind of something she does every summer, and then she freezes it. And I kind of lived off this really actually every meal we have, and this is frozen, but the fresh stuff is even better. It's not even, but this is pretty damn good too.
Ben, so, can we go to Iowa one day and just visit him on the farm? Yeah. I would actually have a blast doing that.
Live podcast from Chris's house. Why not? Well,
I missed that week on my episode, on that season. I got cut right before that week, before I got to visit Arlington.
Chris, before we leave here, one question for you. I think I'm intrigued by it. I don't know if anybody else is. I'm sure there are people out there. And don't forget, anybody out there watching or listening right now, please ask your questions. I mean, Ashley's willing to say anything. Like, who's Chris willing to slice his meat for, and everything else in between? So just ask away. We're free and loopy right now. But hey, Chris, in all seriousness, you know, obviously we're all living in amongst our houses right now, and we're all starting to realize that any amount of kind of freedom we had is now being restricted back into our homes. How has this time during a pandemic affected farming and ag? Have you noticed a difference? Are you holding up?
You know, the cool thing about there's one time in my life that I've been like really appreciative to live and be in agriculture is now, because we're, you know, we can just go to work, and I mean, we don't have to, we're not having the social distance because that's kind of how we are anyway. So it's like you just go to work and you know that. So yeah, so it's kind of like it's more like just another day, really, where, you know, I live 3 miles away from a town of 400 people, so it's not really social distancing is not a huge issue. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, it's, well, we're fortunate to be in the role we are, and kind of don't have to rely on certain aspects that are being restricted. And you don't see people wearing masks around here, but we're not around a lot of people. So I feel very fortunate right now, almost kind of thankful that I have going on, being in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
One more question for you before we let you go. Kim wants to know if you would ever be open to the idea of being the Bachelor again.
I'm too old for that.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I don't know. Maybe he is. And I only say that because Ben and I had an off mic conversation where we were like, is this as exhausting as it used to be? Like when we like go and do visits on the show, we're like, this is a lot. Yes. And I don't think I could start fresh again or like do a whole season at the age of 32. And you have to like have like a vigor for
yeah.
I mean, have a vigor.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I've lost my vigor. I don't know, but I like to. It's nice to watch other guys go through it, and it was a great experience. But it's not something that I have a huge desire to do, and I don't think anybody would want me to do it anyway. So it was a great experience. It's kind of something I'm thankful that I got to be a part of. And at this point, it's nice to just not be, as you guys can tell, I don't really get too involved in social media and that whole thing. And it's like, yeah, it's nice to just meet people naturally.
It's always exciting when you're back, but there's a degree of exhaustion that comes with it. I can't imagine going on a date every night. I don't know how you guys did it, both of you.
Chris is the man. He's got energy for days. Well, hey, Chris, we love you. We'll always love you. Please come on the show more often. I hope to see you soon, buddy. You're the man. Thanks for cooking for us tonight. Once again, that sweet corn, that's a little pork loin, some asparagus. It's something beautiful. Chris, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Put that recipe on your Instagram. That was a waste of a great looking meal without knowing how to cook it. Thanks, Chris. Love you. Bye.
Thank you, guys.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-3531 0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. True love is always being excited from the moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard. The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes. I feel like the moments that you meet your future dog are always, like, the most special. So when we adopted Lois, she was, like, she looked like a bunny. She was, like, a 4-pound bunny. And she had these ears that were super high, and she turned the corner, and I was just like, well, what, am I not going to bring this dog home? It was just a given.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes. Opening your home to a dog can help open your heart. Love at First Sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find Love at First Sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
Well, Ashley, this is a really special part of our show. We're going to pull away from the interviews for just a second, and we're going to bring on somebody. We are going to talk to him for a bit, but we're going to bring on somebody who's incredibly talented. I would argue will be the most talented person we bring on tonight, and there's some amazing people. Chris Watson, come on into the Almost Famous. Hey, Chris, what's going on? Chris.
What's up? How you doing, Ben? What's up, Ashley?
Good to see you.
Good to see you guys. How you doing?
We're awesome. How are you?
I'm awesome. That was quite the segment with the Chris. I gotta follow that up.
I won't make any awkward jokes or references of you.
We'll see about that.
Well, Chris, obviously we know you from a Bachelor show. Listen to your heart. You are somebody who has continued to shine since the show and continue to be a part of the franchise. In fact, we've seen appearances here and there, and we're really thankful to have you tonight. One of my favorite parts about Thanksgiving is the music, honestly, that gets played during it. My family gets together. We have good food. We have good drink. We listen to music at the end of the night, and everybody kind of dances around. Chris, I know you're here tonight to play a little something for us. What are you going to play?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to play a little blues song, and this one's called Call Me Glue.
Call Me Blue? Or
like G-L.
Glue.
Glue.
Okay.
Because I'm stuck on you.
Ooh, let's hear it.
I got reasons to be true. And believe me, girl, I'll use them all on you. When you're scared all alone, quit your crying, babe, and pick up the phone. Yeah. Ain't nothing keeping me from you. Might as well call me glue. Might as well call me glue. Might as well call me glue.
Chris, woo-hoo! That's incredible.
Man. So good. Amazing.
Thanks, guys.
So talented.
Where can people find your music? Like, if people are super interested in hearing more, where can they find you?
My website and my Instagram, it's all Tellem Watson, TellemWatson. But I'm on Spotify, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah. Now, tell us about the new single that comes out next Friday, Santa Claus Stole My Girlfriend. Is this about Brie? Did Santa steal Brie?
So Santa Claus, you know, I wish he still wasn't single, you know what I'm saying? Because I would have known to not let him down the chimney. Because obviously, like, what girl wouldn't want to be with Santa
Claus? What happened with Mrs. Claus? They got divorced?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's 2020. Things went crazy. So, you know. But no, yeah. So Brie and I have this single coming out. The rest of the songs in the album are a little more straightforward Christmas, but this is like one of the fun songs that we have. It's dropping next Friday along with the music video.
Now, can you give us any updates on Brie? How's she doing? What's life like?
She's doing good. I mean, life is good. I mean, we're trying to keep as busy as we can. And, you know, time away in the pandemic is really tough, you know, because it feels like we're gone for longer because everybody's quarantined when we're not together. So she's still in Utah. I'm in LA, but we see each other every couple of weeks and, you know, we're really making it work. So
no Thanksgiving together for you guys this year?
No, but we're looking at Christmas because my birthday and Christmas are right on the same time and she has family in Florida. So probably for that.
Okay,
so.
Great. Well, we wish the best for you guys. Cutest couple. I can't wait to hear the music that comes out next Friday between the two of you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. And yeah, Ben, I completely agree. Like in my house, it's when the records come out, like we put on like all the old reggae jams in Motown, like that's like when it's really like Thanksgiving and the holidays. So
it's something special, man. In fact, I don't know, this is a little behind the scenes. I don't know if I ever said this, but one of the things that I want to start with my fiance, Jess, my grandfather who passed away just a few years ago, she lost both of her grandfathers last year. Her mom's dad and my mom's dad were big dancers. I'm going to get a little emotional talking about this. They're big dancers. They love to dance and they weren't great at it. And so one of my things that I promised Jess is we're going to dance all the time. And so one of the holiday traditions that we're going to have is put on those records, put it on that music, and we're going to dance together. And we want to do it every year. So thank you for joining us. This means a lot and makes the holiday super special. You're the man, Chris.
No, so
thanks for having me. You guys are the best. Thanks for bringing everyone together.
Bye, Chris.
Thanks, buddy. Well, Ashley, sorry about that. That was weird.
No, it was so sweet, Ben. And it's something that I think is so lovely. I sometimes think about putting my little record player on and dancing with Jared and like trying to pretend like we're dirty dancing and all that. But then I just don't ever do it. I should just he should walk in the door and I should just like jump in his arms sometime.
Yeah. It's something special. It makes it unique. And, I don't know. It's been a big year. Jess lost both of her grandfathers in the last, year and a half. And
yeah.
So it's been a big year. And so this holiday is a super special one. One way to make, the new year and the holidays extra special is wine, Ashley. Wine's a big deal. And we have our next guest, big Ben Flanick is on, and he is going to tell us about the wine, that a lot of you received, for joining the podcast tonight. What up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're good. Are you, and you're not in New York yet, are you?
I left New York a few days ago. I'm at my 97-year-old grandmother's house in Connecticut.
My grandma's moment. 97.
Hence, and, like the pilgrim-esque photos in the background. She's just the sweetest thing ever. I love her so much.
Same. She's the cutest thing. I was just talking to her earlier. I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. Jared just came in with a ornament that my mom had in the ornament box that was a token of my ex-boyfriend. And he's dangling it in front of me, being like, what the hell is this? He's decorating the tree.
You're trimming the tree already?
Yeah, we'd like to have it completely done by Thanksgiving. Jared's parents are coming, so we're just trying to get the house all together.
Oh, nice.
So, Ben, you're at your 97-year-old grandmother's house in Connecticut. Now, if all goes well and we're able, Connecticut will be where I'm spending Essex, Connecticut is where I'll be spending the Christmas time with Jess's family. Now that's still up in the air, but it's the plan at this point. What is your Thanksgiving going to look like?
Thanksgiving, I'm heading back to Sonoma for Thanksgiving, and then Christmas back here to New York and Connecticut. But I will be home with mom, sis, brother-in-law, niece, the gang in Sonoma.
Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So tell us about the wine that some of us received. Ben has it right there. It's such a pretty pink.
Isn't it nice? Yeah. So before I get into the wine, people like have a hard time with the skin contact and color on rosé. A lot of it is just like time spent on the skins, right? It's a common misconception because people think that like the darker rosés are going to be sweeter, but that's not true.
Okay.
It's just purely about the time spent on the skin and like the type of grape that it was made from, the red grape it was made from. That particular vintage is Zinfandel, Pinot Noir, Grenache, and Cinsault from two different single vineyards in Mendocino and Lodi counties. And I have it all trucked in, so it gets like bounced for a couple hours in the trucks, but it gets to my winery. That's where the color comes from, because like most of the time people will leave it on the skins for like hours, maybe a day. But like by the time the fruit gets to me, I'm like, pull it off. Let's press this thing. Let's get it out. I want it dry. I pick it really early. So the alcohols are really low and it's like bright and can age out for a while.
Nice. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's like one of those bottles you don't even want to open. You want to display it.
Yeah. The label's really pretty. I had my friends shoot a bunch of bouquets of flowers and like we found pulled like one of the little images off of it and like zoomed in. And I actually was in, I took my mom to DC and we were at the National Gallery of Art, and I was at the Rembrandt exhibit when my designers called me. And so it was in this really dark mood because Rembrandt is very dark. And I was like, you know what? Let's darken this thing up.
So I have
kind of for the whole thing.
I have a question about wine. Does it apply to white wine that it ages better, or is that just a red wine thing?
No, there's certain whites that can run, you know, 20, 30, 40 years if they're stored properly. The great Burgundies of France are the white Burgundies of France are some of my favorites, and I've had those wines in the, you know, 60s, 70s, and they still taste great. The red wines will generally age a little bit longer. They will.
Gotcha. So, I mean, obviously this is a wine from your collection. Again, you can go to the website, which I think is ion.wine.
.wine.
That's cool. How'd you get .wine?
There aren't very many of us out there, but nice. I have a .wine end. Yeah.
That's special. You can go to that website and find this. This is going to be great. In fact, as soon as I'm done with this thing, Jess and I are popping this thing open. We're going to have a good time with it. Now, we have a question from the audience. Lisa asks you, Ben, what's the Thanksgiving food that you just don't get?
I think we talk about you. I told you guys what I didn't get last week.
Yeah.
We talked about this. I'm not a big fan of like dried fruit and stuffing, but here's my other thing that I don't get.
Yeah.
Like bread on the table. What's the point? Like you have stuffing, like there's enough starch rolling around with mashed potatoes and all this stuff. Like I don't need any more dinner rolls. I don't need any more rolls.
It's the one time of year that maybe we can say no to bread because we don't need to be filled up on it. We should save that space for something that we have as more of a rarity.
Correct.
And then we have another question from DeMario. He says, as we approach the new year, what are you most excited about in 2021? Just the fact that it won't be 2020.
Yeah, 2020 has obviously been a weird one. 2021. I'm not going to get political here. I think just a fresh start. I think, you know, it's the great reset for everyone. Mm-hmm. We've got good vaccine news. We had great vaccine news.
Great
over the last
news.
7 days.
Such good news.
So that's really, really awesome. You know, Pfizer, Moderna doing their things. I'm really, really proud of those guys. And, you know, hopefully we're able to get back out and hang with people in public settings and celebrate the way we used to.
That's right. Well, the questions are rolling in for you, Ben. I don't know. You look smart, and so I'm assuming people just want to hear from you. Ida asks, do you still watch The Bachelor?
I don't. I you know, it's like once, what is it? Like once you've seen the hamburger being made, you know, like that kind of thing. It's been a long time, honestly. I watched part of your season, Ben, just because I was, you know, I'm a fan. You're a homie.
Ben to Ben.
That might have been the last one.
It's been a bit, man. Well, I totally understand. Ashley and I watch it. We break it down every week here on the podcast. And you've actually, I mean, you've been a regular on this podcast the last couple of weeks. Now, one thing about 2021 that we have talked about with you that I think I'm excited to find out with you now is kind of what life's going to look like for you. Obviously, you're talking about New York and Sonoma kind of doing the bi-coastal thing. Is that still in the plans? Did you find a place in New York?
Yeah, it's moving, man. I was out with my realtor all day Sunday and found a few places that I really liked. And I just secured a home in Sonoma. So I've got one coast covered. The other one is coming very, very soon. I'm heading back to New York tomorrow. So the home search continues. And that is the plan, man. That is the plan, Stan.
Sounds good. No more nomad life for you.
No, I'm ready to pull my stuff out of storage and, like, you know, plant some roots.
All right.
I do have a big question for you. Now, I just came to my mind. I'm super interested in this. Does your 97-year-old grandma drink your wine?
Dude, I can't ship to Connecticut. It's so brutal. It's like state law.
Rhode Island won't do it either. You can't ship to Rhode Island.
I can't, but she drinks this. So I made a 7-hour bolognese today on the stove. She had, like, never had, like, Italian food like this. And she drinks it's like a Riesling from Austria called Relax. And it's like $9.99 a bottle. And she has, like, her little, she has these cute little, like, old, you know, colonial glasses. Oh, and
that's grandma glasses.
And we crack it out at like 5 p.m. It's like time for Fritos and our splashes of wine. She's just the best. She's amazing. And she's, like, self-sufficient and cruising and still lives in her house. And she's just the best.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
There's something in that tri-state area water that my grandma's right outside New York too. 97.
Yeah. Or these winters. I don't know.
It was 28 degrees here in Virginia yesterday.
It means a lot. You've been great to us and you've been great to the people watching. I want to, again, just mention ion.wine. You've been really, really good to this podcast. So go out there, check out the wine. I hope everybody listening can be good to Ben in return. So, hey, have a great Thanksgiving. Tell your grandmother thanks for sharing you with us.
Bye.
Hey, same to you guys. Have a nice evening.
Thank you. Lastly, we have a special makeup guest, a guest just for me. I mean, not just for me, but for
I got a grooming kit.
Oh, they don't just do makeup. It's beauty, girl and it's guy beauty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's get her in. Her name is Maria, and she is going to be representing Lime Life Makeup. I'm wearing the mascara right now.
Ooh,
and you're beautiful, this perfect lip gloss, which comes in the sparkliest, most holiday-themed container? I don't know. What do you call this? A tube?
It's so pretty. Little lip gloss, chic little lip gloss buddies. I mean, they're so gorgeous.
Thank you,
Ben. Hi, Ashley. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. You guys look fantastic. And so I'm your personal shopper. I'm an independent beauty guide with Lime Life, and I will personally shop for you and customize your skincare and your makeup. There's no more guessing. There's no more wasting time and energy and money, right? You just text me, call me, email me, whatever you want to do. And then I do your shopping and then send it to you wherever you are. How cool is that?
That is so cool. So You sent Ben a shaving kit. What makes the shaving kit special?
So Ben, I see that you saw it, but you didn't have a chance to try it, right?
He's growing it out.
What do you mean? I'm very trimmed right now. No, this is November.
Like, skincare here around.
I got it. My fiance is an esthetician, so, like, I know all about this. I'm in on it, but it's No Shave November, and I'm trying the best I have. But yes, you did send me a great package that I will be using. I don't know, in a couple of days, probably a couple of weeks, maybe after November.
Awesome. So we'll check back in. But first, so you tried the mascara. The mascara is a wax base. And Ashley, seriously, it doesn't clump. It doesn't smudge. Once it's on, it's on. It's so awesome. And I'll show you this eyeliner too. So I wear eyeliner on the inside of my waterline. And I'm going to
tea, but I get so tired of it smudging and then
clumping. Yeah, it always gets right underneath. Like it only lasts in the waterline for like an hour. So no, yours is different.
I've had this on all day. Look, it's amazing. That's
incredible.
No, it's a gel. It glides on super smooth. And when it dries, it's there. So I'm going to show you that in a second once it's dry. But let me show you what's super cool. Are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
So this is our mirror, and I have to show it at an angle because otherwise you're going to see all the magic. So you basically turn it on. It's got five different light settings, right? Okay.
Whoa, that's the brightest travel mirror I've ever seen.
I know, seriously. And it's chargeable.
It's so, not just for travel. I feel like you can put that on a vanity at home and just keep it up, right?
Totally. But check this out. So it comes with this little handy dandy little stand and non-sliding. And then check this out. You've got a mirror that is magnetic.
Magnifying.
Okay. So that will stay in place. And then it's got a phone holder that is also magnetic. So that you can keep your phone in there.
You can record things like a tutorial in it.
Yes. Yeah. And it hooks up to your Bluetooth and your phone. So you don't have to sit there and do all of this with your hand and arm in it. You just simply click on this and you can start your videos and everything being perfectly lit for any selfies, videos, reels, TikTok, whatever. It's all perfectly lit.
Yes. So like it's just like a ring light. But it's also a makeup mirror.
Better.
Yeah.
Light, but better.
Two things in one. That's amazing.
So this is, for all the listeners, it's on 25% off if you go to the website, which is limebeautyshop.com. Mm-hmm. And 25% off until December 1st. So for all the listeners, make sure you get that. It's a perfect gift for yourself or for every person in your family.
Incredible. Thank you so much for joining us, Maria. You guys, again, that is limebeautyshop.com. Get your Christmas gifts there. I love these products that you sent me so much. Thank you for being here. And for the rest of the audience, we are going to stick around for another couple of minutes and answer a couple more questions.
Before we answer any questions tonight, we do have a big thing. Ashley and I's new favorite app, something we came across reasonably recently, but it's something that we're really enjoying. It's called Stereo. Mm-hmm. And this Tuesday, in fact, we kind of want to share it with all of you watching and anybody that listens to the podcast. This Tuesday, which is 11:24 at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, we're going to be doing a live question and answer. In fact, what you're going to see next is us answering these questions that you've sent in. We want to do this more often. It's fun for us. It's interactive for us. It's more on the spot. As you've seen tonight, Ashley's going to say a thing or two that's going to make me blush. You can ask us anything you want and watch us answer your questions live. So join us. Again, that's on the Stereo app. And the best part of all of this, this app is free. So again, that's the Stereo app. Join us. It's free. It's going to be a blast. It's this Tuesday night. So Ashley, as you mentioned just a second ago, same thing we'll kind of do on Tuesday night with the Stereo app is we're going to answer some questions now.
Okay, let's do it. Thank you for getting that in, Ben, because that is important. I really want everybody to be there for that Q&A on Tuesday. I love Q&As. I think that that's when you get the best bachelor juice.
I agree. No, I'll say anything.
Okay. Let's get a question in here. Oh, who would you like to do your next in-depth with? I always say like Emily Maynard, JoJo, a great bachelorette.
Yeah. I think that'd be my top list too. I think the Emily Maynards of the world, you know, for a long time it was Andy Dorfman. We were able to have her on just a few weeks ago. That was big. JoJo would be fantastic. Even JoJo and Jordan together would be really fun. But they're kind of like, you know, and who knows here, soon we could have a mirror ball champion, Caitlin Bristow, coming back on for another in-depth to talk about her experience, you know, taking down the mirror ball. But, it's been really fun. Those in-depths, just to give you a quick before we answer our last question here, those in-depths came from a few years ago. Ashley and I just wanted to do something that allowed us to dig in a little deeper to the lives of the people on the show. As Wills was mentioning, you know, he does his whole podcast to find out, you know, who you were before the show. And that's kind of what in-depths are. So tune into those. But Ashley, I think you and I both agree on who we want to do. I think that would be really, really fun.
I also would love to do one on Matt James before his season.
That,
because yeah. we don't really know him that well. And I'd love for people to get to know him better and then get more attached to him and root for him even more once his season starts. All right, we got one more question, and that is, what are your favorite Thanksgiving traditions? Well, my dad's stuffing is kind of a tradition in the sense that it's the only time he cooks all year, and it's an amazing recipe that has been passed down from my grandmother. And I also think that this is like the thing that you dread around the Thanksgiving table when you're a kid, but then you grow to appreciate it. My mom always just has us go around the table and talk about what we're thankful for. And I get a little like emotional now, right?
Yeah, it's special, right? I mean, as a kid, you hate it. You're like, I don't want to talk about what I like. And now you're like, no, this is good.
Or
like,
what's important to me.
Yeah, it matters now. I think that, and I mean, maybe it's so simple, but I live in, you know, thousands of miles from any family now. And I think being with family is so cool for the holidays, like having everybody together again and making a priority to be together again and remember the, you know, all the memories you have and make new memories. I think, you know, I'm realizing more than ever, and I think a lot of people out there watching, that life moves on very quickly. Like life moves fast, and we've just spent the last at least 8 months of all of our lives away from a lot of people we love. And so if you have the opportunity this holiday season, I'm going to preach to you for a second, but if you have the opportunity this holiday season to be around family, know how special that is and take advantage of, you know, tell the people that you see you love, that you love them, listen to their stories, find out who they are. This is a big, big time for a lot of people. And I think the holidays are kind of the mark where you can really invest into the health, the mental health of your family, the emotional health of your family, and just be around them once again. Well, Ashley, as always, I'm thankful for you. You know, this is years in the making. I don't know. We're coming up on, what is this, 4 years of doing this podcast?
3.5 full years.
Yeah, 3.5 full years.
Crazy.
Wild. And yeah. I'm really thankful for you. You're an incredible
I'm so thankful for you and your heart.
Oh, well, you're
your eloquence.
Yeah, well.
And your soul.
You're funny. But it has been a wild ride. It continues to be a wild ride. And for anybody out there watching right now or listening to this, we're thankful for you all. You've kept this going. You do a lot. And so, hey, to end this, I do have something really cool. Ashley, you donated a bunch of really cool stuff to Honduras here recently after the two hurricanes hit. Here's something that many people don't know about this podcast. This podcast allows Generous Coffee to continue. Like, this is what pays for Generous Coffee. This podcast allows Humanity and Hope United to have donations sent in. This podcast, after we mentioned it on the podcast last week, had multiple people, I don't even know how many, donate and give aid to the people in Honduras. So this podcast is special, and the listeners are special. This is a big deal. We don't want to underestimate that, and we're not stopping anytime soon. So this is one Thanksgiving. There's many more to go. With that, hey, Ashley, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. We'll be back next week, you know, for our regular recap and that Q&A on Tuesday. See you guys.
We're thankful for you.
Thankful for you. Mwah.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene! Run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards. Like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's time to hear her side of the story. Joe and Serena sit down for an intimate conversation with Maria Georges on Bachelor Happy Hour.
I have to ask, I heard a rumor that you were dating at one point one of Drake's best friends.
Oh, Lord have mercy on me.
Listen to Bachelor Happy Hour on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Bachelor Happy Hour. Listen now everywhere you listen to podcasts and don't miss part two Monday night.